The quarantine is more directly targeting walnut wood. The quarantine exemptions are walnuts, the nuts themselves, nut meats, the hulls. Thousand cankers disease is not known to be within the walnuts themselves. But things like logs, nursery stock, untreated lumber, particularly that still has bark on it, could be a pathway for thousand cankers disease. And so the quarantine is targeted at those commodities.
What are these commodities normally used for around here? This is what they make bowls out of and stuff?
Black walnut is used for several things. It can be used for high-quality veneers. It can be used for lumber. It can be used for making furniture. It's highly desirable for high-quality gun stocks. So there's a lot of applications for black walnut wood. And Missouri exports quite a bit of walnut wood all over the world every year.
Well, how would this stuff actually spread to our living trees if it's already processed and headed to someplace that makes something out of these things? Where is the link, or where's the danger?
Well, it's thousand cankers disease is known to be in at least 8 states out west right now, where black walnut is not native. Black walnut is native from about Kansas eastward through Missouri and the Midwest and over to the East Coast. The pathway or the link from getting from those infested states to the east would be from moving walnut logs. There's also quite a woodworking hobbyist trade that we're really concerned about. So individuals are trading wood over the internet, and that wood would have still have bark on it, and could very easily vector the beetle and the fungus that makes up the thousand cankers disease pest complex. And researchers out in Colorado have even found that once a log or a piece of wood has been debarked for a short period of time afterwards, beetles will still go ahead and reinfest that piece of wood, even though there's no bark on it.
So it's the bugs that live off this wood or live in this wood that cause the problem, not the wood itself.
Yeah, there's a walnut twig beetle, which is apparently native to northern Mexico and the southwestern United States. And then there's a fungus that just within the last year has been named. It was previously unknown to science, and it too may be native to the United States. It's called Geosmithia morbida. But these two pests have just within the last decade or so apparently crossed their ranges. And so the walnut twig beetle will carry the fungal pathogen, the fungus spores, on the beetle, and then as they move from tree to tree and either feed on the tree or bore into it, they create a pathway into the tree for the fungus. And then this fungus inhabits the tissue in the tree and causes a canker or an area where the living tissue is killed by the fungus. And as these cankers grow and as you get literally thousands or tens of thousands of these cankers in a tree, it kills the tree's ability to move water and nutrients through the conductive tissue.
Well, you don't have people at the borders of the state checking trucks coming in with walnuts. So how do you police this?
We don't have people doing that. We are considering working with the Highway Patrol on looking at highway weigh stations for large shipments of logs or other regulated commodities, but. One way that we're getting the word out is through a really large outreach effort. Just next week, we're going to be contacting directly by mail about 3,200 businesses in the 9 regulated states out west, informing them about the quarantine, letting them know what articles are regulated, what can move or what cannot move into the state. And then giving them general information about the pest complex. And also informing them that, that several other states in the Midwest are currently working on quarantines themselves. The state of Nebraska on May 7th enacted an almost identical quarantine, and just today, the Michigan Department of Agriculture enacted a very similar quarantine. So we'll have to rely largely on outreach, but we will be doing spot checks here within the state, particularly on commodities like firewood, which is regulated in the quarantine. Our sawmills and loggers here in the state of Missouri are aware of the pest complex, and they're very concerned about it. So, of course, they're not going to be purchasing any of these articles from out west.
Is there any kind of a spray, a pesticide, or anything like that that kills either the fungus or the bugs that trot around with it?
Nothing that seems to be effective at this point. The researchers at Colorado State University that first described the pest complex, they're currently doing research right now to identify either pesticides that may be effective on the beetle, and also for other techniques that may safeguard some of these products like logs and lumber, either heat treatments or kiln drying or some other method that might safeguard some of these commodities so they could move safely. But at this point, there doesn't appear to be any either pesticides or other techniques that can be used to effectively kill the beetles or the fungus.
So we just have to wait it out and keep it away from us, and we're okay.
Yeah, and the real concern is that it's not currently known to be in the native range of black walnut. But if that happens, I mean, there's just a tremendous economic and ecological loss that that would occur. The Missouri Department of Conservation has estimated that if we got 1,000 cankers here in the state of Missouri, it would cost about $36 million annually in wood products losses, another $35 million in statewide nut production losses, and possibly $65 million annually in just urban street tree losses. So Missouri is the number one black walnut producing state. Forest Service has estimated that we have over 55 million black walnut trees in the state, and that's more than double than any other state in the nation. So we certainly have a lot to lose here if this is transported into the state.